أنتم برفقة SBS عربي 24.
We're joined by the newly elected Deputy Mayor of Canterbury Bankstown, Rachel Harira. Thank you for joining us.
No, thank you for having me.
You're 26, and that's very exciting to be the Deputy Mayor of such a big council in Sydney. Tell us about your first experience. What motivated you from the beginning to join the council in 2017?
So at the age of 23, I was elected on one of the big, so it is the biggest council in New South Wales. So what motivated me to join council is to help the community and be just to advocate for the community and be the voice for the community to get things done for the area, which means a lot to me. So which is why I've been motivated to get on council.
Yeah, Rachel, being 26 may be seen as very young. So does this fact pose a certain challenge? Do people take you seriously at 26, or do you find this like your age may pose a certain challenge?
In my experience, no. Like there is no challenges. The only challenge that I posed was at the very beginning when I was elected, onto council, because it was very, very new to me, and I was at such a young age, I wasn't too sure what I was expecting, but, through the right mentors and through guidance, it's helped me to grow into this role. So in my experience, there is no challenges. As long as you have a positive mindset, and as long as you're, getting things done for the community, there will be no challenges for you.
Rachel, tell us about your family and all the family support you've been provided with to join the council from the beginning. We know a lot of migrants might think about pushing their kids to join the councils, thinking it might be a step towards a career maybe in politics.
I've got three brothers, and so my parents, and my dad is very, very heavily involved in politics, and actually he was the one that actually influenced me to join politics.
Runs in the family, huh?
That's correct, yes, my father. So my dad has, pushed me to join the Labor Party because he believes in that party very much. I've been attending, branch meetings with my father, some of the events before I got onto council, which has encouraged me, which is one of the reasons as to why I got on council. And my father, comes along with me to events in support of me. So I've got a very, very good support base in terms of my family, and I really do appreciate, and I'm very, very fortunate to have a family that's very supportive of me at all times.
After being a council member and now a deputy mayor, you've experienced work with people firsthand. Tell us what the experience was like.
Within the community, I've learned to, I've met with a lot of local organisations, which I'm very, very blessed to have within Canterbury Bankstown Council. You can say that Canterbury Bankstown is a land of generosity. I've learned, in terms of what assistance they have provided, for the vulnerable people, not just within Canterbury Bankstown, I mean abroad. When the bushfires happened, our local organisations have reached out to help. When COVID-19 had hit, our community has reached out to help the vulnerable people. In terms of residents and assisting, there are some challenges. Some policies that we implement within council and some of the issues that I raise is very, very controversial. You sometimes come about with half of the residents are objecting to something, whereas other residents are for a particular issue that they want to get resolved. So yeah, it's a very difficult sometimes.
It is challenging, but apparently you enjoy doing this job. Is there a message you'd like to deliver to all the young girls who would like to join the councils, who think that it's doable, that they can do it?
My message is very, very simple. There is no barriers for you. If you have a passion in helping the community and you would like to enter into local government, into politics, then just do it. With the right mentors, with the right guidance you have, you'll be able to accomplish anything. So do not be afraid. It is very daunting and challenging, considering being a young person, thinking that there is no opportunity for you. Just do not believe in that. Have a strong mindset and go for what you want to do.
That's a powerful message, and wish you all the luck in your new position. Rachel Harira, Deputy Mayor of Canterbury Bankstown, thank you for joining us this morning.
اضغطوا على اللايك أو على الشير أو اكتبوا تعليقاً. تابعوا SBS عربي 24 على الفيسبوك.